It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
As President Biden was departing from the town of Uvalde, Texas last week, after visiting with families of the victims of the mass murder of 21 people at an elementary school there, cries of "do something" were heard shouted out. The sad thing is that without Congress, there's nothing a president can do. So it's up to us, you and me. Want to pass some common sense gun regulations? And while we're at it, bring back the assault rifle ban? Then all we need to do is show up in the biggest numbers ever to vote in November. The only way to get Congress to do something about guns is to vote just about every Republican out of office. We have no time to spare. As families in that town in Texas were making funeral arrangements Wednesday afternoon, at least three other shootings were happening in three different states simultaneously. A student was shot at a Los Angeles high school, a woman targeted at a nail salon in Pennsylvania, and five people were killed at a medical center in Tulsa, Oklahoma. In Tulsa, a gunman entered this medical center reportedly looking for one particular doctor, but obviously opting to just start shooting randomly inside a building used for outpatient surgery and a breast health center. Every day, more than 110 people in the United States are killed with guns, and more than 200 Americans are wounded. The mass shooting before the one in Uvalde happened just days earlier in Buffalo, New York, where a self-avowed white supremacist opened fire inside a grocery store, murdering 10 people and injuring many more. Well, a grand jury on Wednesday indicted the shooter, charging him with first-degree domestic terrorism motivated by hate. He also faces 10 counts of first-degree murder, 10 counts of second-degree murder as a hate crime, 3 counts of attempted second-degree murder as a hate crime, and a weapons possession charge. The murderer, whose name I will not repeat, allegedly scouted out the market in a predominantly black neighborhood so he could kill as many black people as possible. He faces an automatic life sentence on the terrorism charge alone if convicted. We need more of that. A California task force released an exhaustive report about the state's role in perpetuating discrimination against African Americans. The 500-page document lays out the harms suffered by descendants of enslaved people long after slavery was abolished in the 19th century. The task force said the state should pay reparations, and it plans to release a reparations plan in 2023. The report described harm Black Americans have endured due to discriminatory laws and systemic bias in housing, education, employment practices, and the legal system. And you know what they say, as goes California, stay tuned. So you remember John Hinckley Jr., does that name ring a bell? He's the man who shot then-President Ronald Reagan and three others 41 years ago. Well, a federal judge on Wednesday said that Hinckley no longer poses any threat and will be released from all restrictions on June 15th. Defense lawyers and prosecutors agreed at a hearing on Wednesday that Hinckley had successfully completed a 9-month observation period that the judge required in a written release order that he issued in September. The judge said Wednesday that Hinckley has been, quote, the most scrutinized person in the U.S. mental health system and should be ready to get on with his life after living under a microscope for 4 decades. Adding, I'm confident Mr. Hinckley will do well in the years remaining to him. Okay, but attempted murder of a president? And his bullet was responsible for James Brady's paralysis and death years later? Really? Well, hundreds of thousands of students are getting relief from student loan debt. Really? Well, it's the students who attended the for-profit Corinthian colleges. So you know how President Biden has been sort of stalled on the idea of forgiving student loan debt? Well, hundreds of thousands of students who attended the for-profit Corinthian colleges chain, which went under in 2015, will have their federal student loans canceled. The company falsified data about the success of its graduation, luring students with promises of employment. So they're wiping out $5.8 billion in debt. It's the largest single loan discharge in education department history and will impact more than 500,000 borrowers. As for everyone else waiting to hear word on their student loans, well, apparently you're going to have to keep waiting. So are you still working remotely? COVID really opened the door to remote working. But Elon Musk is tired of it. And so he sent out an email to all Tesla employees that basically said, come back to the office for at least 40 hours a week or leave. Really. He added that this time commitment is less than what's expected of factory workers. He also said he'd directly review, quote, exceptional contributors that might prevent workers from showing up in person. Really? Meanwhile, other major tech firms are allowing remote work year-round. Go figure. So what are our elected representatives gonna do about it? Although the House is on recess this week, the House Judiciary Committee is meeting. In fact, we'll mark up a package of 8 gun-related bills Thursday under the heading of the Save Our Children Act. The one thing that's not included in this package is an assault weapons ban. There is one ready to go. More than 200 House Democrats have even co-sponsored this assault weapons ban, introduced by Congressman David Cicilline of Rhode Island. The decision to proceed with today's markup without the assault weapons ban was actually made before yesterday's shooting, where a gunman killed at least 4 people at a medical center in Tulsa. So yesterday on What's News, I ran through the 8 provisions that will be included in this big package. And yet, quietly, Democratic aides are saying that none of these bills will get signed into law, that they're just meant to put pressure on the Senate, who can't even pass background checks. So what's happening with the Senate? Well, they're out for 2 weeks, but there is a bipartisan group of senators allegedly working on this. In fact, they met virtually Wednesday afternoon. The group includes Senators Chris Murphy, Pat Toomey, Richard Blumenthal, Susan Collins, Joe Manchin and Tom Tillis, John Cornyn, and Kyrsten Sinema. This meeting was to help gauge whether or not the group can eventually gain a consensus on legislation that revolves around mental health, red flag laws, and background checks. Democrats want to get something done, but they want it to be meaningful enough to have some impact. The concern is the Republicans will pass something just to say they did something, but it won't actually do anything. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com, and please click on that donate button.